Paper 96, Yahweh, God of the Hebrews. In conceiving of deity, man first includes all gods, then subordinates all foreign gods to his tribal deity, and finally excludes all but the one God of final and supreme value. The Jews synthesized all gods into their more sublime concept of the Lord God of Israel. The Hindus likewise combined their multifarious deities into the one spirituality of the gods, portrayed in the Rig Veda, while the Mesopotamians reduced their gods to the more centralized concept of Bel-Marduk. These ideas of monotheism matured all over the world not long after the appearance of Machaventa Melchizedek at Salem in Palestine. But the Melchizedek concept of deity was unlike that of the evolutionary philosophy of inclusion, subordination, and exclusion. It was based exclusively on creative power, and very soon influenced the highest deity concepts of Mesopotamia, India, and Egypt. The Salem religion was revered as a tradition by the Kenites and several other Canaanite tribes, and this was one of the purposes of Melchizedek's incarnation, that a religion of one God should be so fostered as to prepare the way for the earth bestowal of a son of that one God. Michael could hardly come to Urantia until there existed a people believing in the Universal Father among whom he could appear. The Salem religion persisted among the Kenites in Palestine as their creed, and this religion, as it was later adopted by the Hebrews, was influenced first by Egyptian moral teachings, later by Babylonian theologic thought, and lastly by Iranian conceptions of good and evil. Factually, the Hebrew religion is predicated upon the covenant between Abraham and Machaventa Melchizedek. Evolutionally, it is the outgrowth of many unique situational circumstances, but culturally it has borrowed freely from the religion, morality, and philosophy of the entire Levant. It is through the Hebrew religion that much of the morality and religious thought of Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Iran was transmitted to the Occidental peoples.